is dealing with raw power, and they can become obsessed with their power, and what they are making can take them over. Do you understand? And there is ego behind it, and they get driven to do things, and they lose their focus completely, and they let in energy that they're unaware of, and that energy uses them, so they become a maker of something, but that energy is then alive in the person and in what they are making, and it can create great, great, great problems of consciousness. So these are things to be aware of. So as you are surfing the probs, let's say, there are many, many things to consider. Do you have anything else to comment about that? That's a somewhat disturbing signal from the young people.
I don't know. It just, you know, was very disturbing. I couldn't, you know, stop focusing on that for a while there and thinking, you know, right.
Thinking about all the parents. Parents that are left in a small town with something like 18 or 20 of the old peers in one small town hung themselves within a short amount of time. Perhaps it was over a year or something.
In bizarre ways. And trees and just very, you know.
And with a macabre a sort of excitement about it. Yes, George.
I was just going to say that the other big thing that happened this week was 413 young girls were taken from a compound in El Dorado, Texas.
Was it all young girls or just children in general?
I think they were mostly
children.
Some boys. There were some boys, too.
There were some boys.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it seemed to me, just from what we were just talking about, that like the portal is, if that's a mind control experiment, they're shutting those kind down, you know, the where you isolate and go off and be by yourself and all that. That now it's,
and this was with a Mormon set, or the fundamental
Church of Latter-day Saints.
Fundamental Church of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah,
there's a big difference, as they would like to say. Yes, the fundamental version, where they support polygamy.
Well, it's not only polygamy, but the descriptions from both former detainees or members or whatever.
Your voice is dropping,
and,
George.
Well, I was trying to get clear. I want to get clear on what I heard or what I saw.
Yes, best have your sources
because
very clear.
The person who was talking on this YouTube video was saying that there was a bed in the base of the temple, and that every marriage was consummated there with a big circle of people. It was an exact, you know, kind of satanic type of rite kind of place that was happening in this church. And so this is all coming out of the media, and they had mind-controlled experts who were coming in and speaking about this. So, but it seems like a big setup, because there was no big resistance to it. It just happened.
Well, remember, let's say, events that are media-driven are often media-created.
Yes.
Or created for the media, let's say. The media may not create them, but the media is then being given something to play up. Because there are... And then there is, of course, a spontaneity of things, but this sounds like a big, juicy one. It's a good thing that Mormon Fellows wasn't the Republican... selectee, yes, what was his name there?
They would have been projecting on
the Ken doll looking guy, yes, our vehicle said looked like Ken doll. Yes, so, problems. Well, let's say this, that people in positions of authority will be subjected to more and more scandal, and you have 20 some odd years of this, about 16 maybe. Pluto in Capricorn is going to bring down many a person, many an institution, many a structure that is rotten or, let's say, abusive and deceitful at the core. And this is simply what Pluto does. When it's in Capricorn, it tends to dismantle all that is not working. Remember,